We're on the verge of snow. Yes, we're just about to tumble over into a big dump, I feel. It's 10:30 at night. Lots of stars and stuff up there in the sky. A little bit of cloud. So we're safe, if you like. But it's getting icy underfoot. And in fact, I've just slipped. My leg has just slipped on the pavement. And myself and my little dog, I should say our little dog, because he's a family dog, but his name is Rocky, and he's a cotton de Tulier. Funny little white breed, ball of cotton. Wool would probably give you an idea what he looks like. But here we go. Short. Hey, this is getting a bit dangerous. Come on, Rocky. It's freezing underfoot, and this is the first ice of the winter, it looks to me. It just reminds me, there's a real... I look down and I can see the lamps on the estate coming, the light of it coming through the trees of a sapling that's beautifully spread out here, obviously with no foliage on it, but it's hitting the ground, and the ground is got crystals. So... Ah, look, it's impossible to describe these things. I'd have to photograph it. But yeah, I can just see that the next couple of months might contain some fairly treacherous walking. So the idea of, you know, a leisurely stroll late at night will have to be put on hold. Anyway, I have a little bit of thought in my head about this late night recordings. I think I'm going to make the recordings earlier in the evening. It's not going to be so late. I think I get a bit too, even though I'm trying to calm down. I'm trying to calm down before going to bed by taking the dog out for a walk. But my bigger objective is actually to get off to bed a bit earlier. So the booze will be earlier. The booze will be earlier, yeah. And there'll be more of the booze too. No, we'll be curtailing things. We'll be keeping things a little bit shorter. There'll be shorter booze. Booze cruise. Yeah. I've never actually been to one of these places you go on your holidays where you can then drink as much as you like and eat as much as you like. It's kind of all-in place. Oh, I noticed that the Bewley's black coffee van is gone, is moved. It's probably just gone somewhere for the evening. But it is such a striking vehicle. Such a striking bit of visual on the estate. There's nothing else like it on the estate. All the others are fairly boring cars, you know. I'm looking at, let's do a bit of a car thing. Peugeot, Volvo, Opel. I'm getting a straight flush here. Ford. I'm getting Palmyra. That might be Fiat. I'm not sure about that. Megane. Quaskai. Whatever that is. That might be Nissan. Ibiza. Ibiza. That could be anything. Toyota. Hey, we haven't got a matching pair yet. And what do we come to next? We come to a BMW. And we come to some car. A Renault. Yeah. A VW, this is getting ridiculous. Ah, and another Ford. So the Fords have it. Another BMW. And I've got what that, I think, is a Nissan. That's a Toyota Avensis. A horse and cart. A Sport, whatever that thing is. I can't read anymore now. Civic, that's a Honda. And here's a Corsa. That'll be a, whatever it is, Corsa. Good night. Good night. Oh, I'm chilly. I'm just having a quick walk. You gotta keep going. Yeah, that was Well, you know, that was. And here's the white car. Now, I've never actually asked myself. It's an Alteza. T-E-Z-Z-A. A-L-T-E-Z-Z-A. Some of you will tell me what that is. So that's it. Suzuki. There's a Suzuki. And a Ford. So, and there's a huge, big, blow-up Santa. And a Golf, yeah. I did say that before, so don't want to double count. So, yes. So, and as I say, there's the Horten cart. That's the neighbour whose main mode of transport is a donkey, actually, and a cart. And he delivers turf around the estate. No, actually, I made all that bit up. That was just a kind of a joke. Moving across the traditions, if you like, the urban and the rural. God, it reminds me of Arnsberg and Kimble, way back in the west of Ireland, in the Burren in the 1930s. Family and community, is that what it's called in rural Ireland? Okay, there's a Volvo. Did I tell you I saw a Volvo? That Peugeot, right. Okay, this is the end of this evening's audio. It's conducted in a rather crude and rough-handed way because I'm motoring now on my two pins, and I'm not allowing the dog to enjoy it all that much, I'd say. Kind of giving him a little pull along as we go. So I wish you a much better weather than we're having here. And I certainly hope that you don't wait to get your snow in too early. Oh my goodness, I've just noticed that while I've been talking to you, the Bewleys has arrived. There's a slight chance that I got it wrong, that I missed it, and that I walked right past it and didn't see it. Anyway, there we are. It's good evening from Rocky and myself. Have a very good life. Bye-bye.